Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. I am JP Finley. I am here with Mitch Tischler in the podcast studio. Mitchell, what's up, dude?
What's up, buddy?
A very clean Mitch Tischler. You shaved your head, huh? Yeah, dude.
Clippered it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, you didn't bick it, but that is short hair for you.
It is.
You're trim these days.
Hockey Mitch went about 2.5 months without shaving or getting a haircut.
Oh,
and
my God.
I shaved real quick because that thing was ready to go after the parade, but the hair took a little bit of time, but it's gone now.
All right. Tandler, do you still have any hair left?
I do. We need a selfie tweet out there, Mitch, to see the new look.
I'll tweet a picture of it, Mitch. I'll do that right now. Okay. Tandler.
Well, I'm doing well. I still have my hair, and I just shaved. I hadn't shaved for the last few days because I didn't go anywhere. I didn't really go any place in public, so just shaved off a few days. I'm clean shaven, ready for my appearance on Redskins Nation with Larry Michael, which will air.
Look at that. What a plug.
Wednesday night at 5:30. And
Tandler going all in on the RN plug.
Yeah.
RTRN.
So Tandler, you don't leave the house. You haven't left the house in a couple of days. Is that a shower free time for Tandler?
No.
Yeah.
It's not. Trust me. I can't go that long.
Dude, today is my first time leaving the house since we did the pod on Monday. That cold. So now I'm like if there was a game I could play today, I'm not sure how good I would be. I was knocked on my butt all day Tuesday, dude. I never got out of bed. I couldn't move. I want this Alex Smith story I wrote. I wanted to write yesterday. I just couldn't sit up to do it. I don't know what the hell happened. I didn't know you could get sick like that in the summertime. But man, it kicked my butt.
No Jordan flu game in there for you?
I mean, maybe this is my Jordan flu game, this podcast.
Yes.
All right, so some stuff for us to talk about. Tandler and I both wrote about Alex Smith in the last couple of days here. Mine was specific to the NFL Top 100 list, which I just find weird, maybe unique, a little remarkable even. Tandler wrote about help me out, RT, just that he knows he needs to get going quick. Is that about right?
Yeah. But, last week Jay said, hey, somebody asked me, have to be ready, be really rolling by midseason. And Jay's like, no, he needs to be rolling week one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I want to talk about that. Tandler and I have been having kind of like a text thread for a while now, circling back to our 2015 draft discussion where we talked about Brandon Scherff and how the position doesn't make the pick that good because he plays guard and a top five guard pick, et cetera. And I think based on some moves we've seen NFL-wide since free agency and the Zach Martin contract last week, I think maybe we need to revisit that. And I don't know. We might be wrong. So I want to talk about that. And then our last topic for today is I need to know where Short Pump is in Richmond. I think both of you are equipped to help me with that. So let's start. Tandler, do you want to start on what you were writing about Alex, and then I'll talk about the top 100?
Yeah, just that Smith, he's well aware that, just say if they're 1-3 in October, that, the media, the fans are going to say, oh, well, that's okay. He's new here. We don't expect, to quote him, he's in the first year here. He said, nobody cares.
There will be none of that.
He's been around, 14 years, I think. He's got a contract that guarantees him $71 million and will likely pay.
We've also...
And, he needs to come right off the bat, and he knows it. So he will do... He's not going to take a learning curve. He's not going to take a mulligan on the first few games. He's going to be ready.
When we broke down the schedule, we talked about it. If he's not ready early, if the Redskins come out slow... That early part of the schedule is the part that's prime for the picking.
They need things to go 2-0 quick.
Things get real tough after those first couple games. So if he comes out slow, that could be real detrimental.
So these are the quotes from Taylor's story from Alex Smith. And this might have been a few weeks back when he said this, but I think
it was.
It's relevant. So asked about expectations early, and he said, I don't think you can rely on the fact that, it's the first year here. Nobody cares. It's not like in the fall, you guys are going to be like, this is his first year here. We'll give him a break. It just doesn't work that way. And he's totally right.
Totally right.
And I think it speaks to his maturity again. And we've been saying that for some time, just that he gets it, and he gets life in the NFL, and that there's no learning curve, man. It's one thing if you're a rookie and you're like, for Sam Darnold, he's going to get a little bit of a learning curve. For Alex Smith, hell no. Not at 34 years old, and you gave up a top cornerback to get him.
And that Chiefs fan base is pretty rabid, but we all have seen what this Redskins fan base is, especially when a quarterback comes out and plays poorly to start a year.
Well, what if he plays okay and they lose games?
He's still going to get crushed.
Taylor?
I don't know if he'll get crushed, but, people, quarterbacks are measured by wins, fair, unfair.
Well, the previous quarterback took great issue with that, Rich Taylor.
They could win 14-10, but Bruce Allen.
Hold on, Taylor. Kirk did everything he could to say that quarterbacks should not be graded on wins.
Well, I don't think they should either, but that's how the world works. Suppose you win 14-10. Did the quarterback do a great job in that game? Maybe he didn't because he didn't throw three interceptions. Maybe he did because he didn't throw three.
Maybe it was windy.
But it could have been windy. Could have been a lot of things.
The previous quarterback played well in the wind.
What game was it where Jay defended him and said it was windy?
Jets.
Was that was before the you like that game? That was like
that was
still
the week before. That they lost that game and that made it code red.
I tell you what, man, Kirk is lucky he had Jay, because I think prior to that year, prior to that game, I don't know, man. it was the second half of the you like that game, right? The Bucks game.
Yeah,
that's kind of when it all shifted. I'm pulling up those game.
But
logs.
He played real well. Remember against the Packers on was it that Monday night game in the wind? He was spinning the ball. Went both ways.
That was the next year. So
yeah.
The wind is an excuse. Is the bottom line.
Right. That Jets game, the famous windy game. Kirk was 25 of 43 for a TD and a pick, a TD and two picks. And then the Tampa game, 33 of 40, 3 touchdowns, 317 yards, and you like that.
Whether we like it or not, quarterbacks are the ones that get the credit when they win and the blame when they lose. So
totally.
I mean, and I think obviously Alex gets that, being that he's been in the league as long as he has. Yep. So he knows what he's getting into. He knows that they got to play well early.
Totally.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right. So, RT, I'm going to transition to the top 100 stuff, if that works for you.
Yeah.
So, I want to, I guess, politely, I don't want to be dismissive of this list, right? The top 100. So the NFL Network every year, right now, is the slowest time in the NFL calendar, right? They're minicamp's over. There's nothing going to happen until training camp at the end of July. And it's basically just time to kill. So all that said, the NFL Network comes up with their top 100 list. And it's smart. Now's the time to do it. They have players vote on who the best 100 players in the NFL are. And so for the last two seasons, I believe, in 2016 and 2017, Alex Smith made that list. In 2016, he was rated 81st. In 2017, I want to say, I just wrote about this. It'd be cool if I could remember the numbers. In 2017...
This is definitely not a Jordan-esque performance, by the way.
Yeah, right. In 2017, he was rated 81st also. In 2017, Kirk Cousins was rated 70th. 2018, here we are now. Alex Smith just came off the best statistical season of his career. He led the NFL in passer rating, went over 4,000 yards passing for the first time in his 14-year NFL career. Smith was great last season. I don't think anybody's debating that. Yet, through the first 90 names revealed, so 100 all the way up to 11, Alex Smith isn't on this list. And I wrote down every quarterback on this list and what number they are. So Kirk Cousins was the first QB on the list at 94. At 90, Jimmy Garoppolo. At 60, Derek Carr. At 56, Phil Rivers. At 51, Case Keenum. At 50, Deshaun Watson. Oh, Mitch had a great reaction to Case Keenum.
What?
It was like a dog heard like food fall on the floor. You looked up like, what?
What?
All right. So 51, Case Keenum. 50, Deshaun Watson. This one really, I think, will get your attention, Mitchell. At 38 is Jared Goff. 31 is Matt Stafford. 29, Matt Ryan. 18, Ben Roethlisberger. 11, Russell Wilson. So with 10 spots left, and remember, this isn't a quarterback's list. This is best players in the league. So you still got players like Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Le'Veon Bell, probably Aaron Donald. I haven't gone.
Tom Brady.
Tom, right. You still have Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Carson Wentz, and Aaron Rodgers to go.
They can't leave them off. They can't leave them off the list.
Right. Like, here's where I am, and this is what I wrote. I don't think Alex Smith is a top 10 player in the NFL. I don't. But he sure as hell is a top 100 player in the NFL.
Absolutely.
And
if you're putting Case Keenum on the list.
Case Keenum at 51, Jared Goff at 38.
I mean, you know how the NFL loves their quarterbacks.
I mean, Deshaun Watson looked fantastic
last year. He's a better player than Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson clocked in at 11.
You got Smith as a better player than Russ Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about that one. But Deshaun Watson last year played six games, and he was fantastic, but they got him at 50, and they don't have Alex Smith on the list.
All right, so this is maybe a small point, but is this a projection for where they will be in 2018 or a look back at where they were in 2017?
It is the top 100 players of 2018.
Yikes.
So there are a couple, like J.J. Watt, who played like five games. Or six games is like he's somewhere in the middle of the pack. Also, I don't remember exactly. He's in the 40 or 50, something like that. So that's usually how it's here. But it is up 2018. So Watson being right there, 50, maybe a little over, but we'll see.
I'll tell you what: if Alex Smith is not on this top 100 list, that's quite the indictment of what they think he's going to do this year in Washington, right?
Seems like
it. I mean, wow,
yeah. Taylor, what's your reaction, dude? Because it's a silly list that carries no actual meaning, right? Like, look, let's be clear about that.
It doesn't, but, you know, I think the way I look at the list, you can't put too fine a point on it. I think the top 33 players are generally better than the middle 33 players, and they're both generally better than the last 33 players. I mean, that's, you know, it's not like it's drawn out of a hat or anything like that. It's not totally random. But yeah, you know, I mean, I agree with you. It's puzzling in that Alex Smith is, I don't think he's a top 10 player in the NFL.
He's not.
Maybe if he pops up there at number 10, he's not.
I'll tell you what, if he's a top 10 player, that's a hell of a trade, right?
Yeah, but he is. Yeah. He is a top 10 quarterback, probably. I mean, I would think.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wasn't counting quarterbacks, but you've named probably 8 or 9.
Dude, 11.
And then there's 4 more to go that like are locks to be in the top 10 with Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, and who was the other one?
I think Wentz should be on there. Wentz looked like an MVP last year.
Wentz was the MVP last year before he got hurt.
Right. Well, he wasn't. Right. He was trending that way. So, there's going to be 15 quarterbacks on this list. Assuming Brady, Breeze, Wentz, and Rodgers all make it. They've already named 11. They've got Smith as the 16th best quarterback?
Yikes.
Yeah. Hey, coming off last season where he was damn good.
Well, let's see. When you say Monday is the top 10?
Yeah, but people on Twitter are telling me, people on Twitter are saying this, but they can't send me a link to prove it. But folks are saying that they've already said he's not on the list. Now, this is my Grant Amos on Twitter is telling me this. So I don't know.
Right.
I want like the NCAA tournament, like blind resumes side by side. Which player is better? Because you better believe that Alex Smith is better than 10 of the quarterbacks that are on the list already.
Well, it's always cool when you Google something and then you find your own story on Yahoo Sports. So that's good. They picked up, I think it was a good headline, Mitch. The Curious Case of Alex Smith in the NFL Top 100.
Oh, list. I saw it.
Isn't that like a book? I'm definitely ripping that off of something.
Was it?
Isn't that like a Harry Potter book or something? The Curious Case of
Harry Potter.
It's a Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Is that it?
Is that it? Rich. I think that's it.
Yes. I never saw that movie
that a movie?
It's a book, dude. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I know who wrote this. It's a famous ass dude that wrote that.
It's also
F. Scott Fitzgerald, I think.
What do you got against Scott Fitzgerald?
And that was funny. If I could laugh without coughing, I'd laugh at that. I think, dude, that's my best literary pull on the podcast.
It's a pretty good pull. If that's right.
Yeah, now I'm going to confirm it.
Okay.
Bang. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. All right. Sorry, Taylor. You want to say something?
It's a movie.
It's a book, dude. It's both, but it was a book first.
Google it. Okay.
It was a book a long time before it was a movie. And why are we educating Taylor on what happened a long time ago?
Yeah, Taylor,
you're very good. Good pull. It was F. Scott, a short story.
Wow. Taylor's saying good job.
From 1922. I got to. You got it.
Maybe this is a little Jordan-esque. Yeah, things are picking up here in the fourth quarter.
Getting late in the game. Kids showing up. All right. So, do we all agree that he should be on this damn list?
Yes.
1,000,000% yes.
All right, let's say who we think he's better than. Kirk Cousins at 94.
I can see an argument either way, and they're even, I think.
Okay. Taylor?
I think last year, Smith was better.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I think over the last 3 years, Kirk's been better.
Yeah.
I think Kirk's last month of 15, neither of these players have gotten to.
I think the point being that if we're projecting them for next year, I think it's pretty safe to say they're around that you could project them pretty evenly.
All right. Garoppolo at 90. I'm all in on Jimmy G.
That's a sexy name right there.
Incomplete.
All right.
Six starts, meaningless games. Let's see.
The guy that always gives me shit about not making a hard line in the stand is giving out incomplete grades.
I would take Alex Smith over Garoppolo.
When it's warranted,
I would not.
That's what
I would not. Derek Carr.
I'd take Alex Smith over him.
Yes.
Both of you would?
Yeah.
All right. Philip Rivers. And this let's point this out. This is just for 2018. This isn't for their career. I think, especially with Garoppolo and with Carr, young guys, it's worth delineating that. Phil Rivers at 56.
Smith.
Wow, I think I'm a Rivers guy. Maybe it's the bolo. Case Keenum at 51.
Smith.
I can't roll my eyes any harder.
Man, dude, if you're a Vikings fan and you're looking at this list and they gave up on Case and signed Kirk to a record deal and the NFL players list, somebody help me with the math here, have Keenum 43 spots higher than Kirk. How does that sit?
I don't know if I trust that math.
94 minus 51, 43, right? I'm telling you, today's my day. You know, like, we talk about the pressure for Smith early. If Kirk has a couple bad games, That's going to get weird up in Minnesota.
It is, and you remember
in a hurry.
We're talking about how schedule open
in a hurry.
They open with the Eagles at Philly.
Oh wow! Is that the Thursday night game?
Thursday night opener, I believe.
No, that's incorrect.
Is it?
Yeah, they open with the Niners.
Who do the Eagles open with?
Not the Vikings, but good job, Hockey Mitch.
Is it the Falcons? I think it's the Falcons.
They open with the Niners at home, so that should be a win. Then they go to Green Bay week two, so it's about to get real. Then Bills at home, at Rams, at Eagles in October. I tell you what, things should open up okay for them with the Niners. Two of their first three games are the Niners and the Bills. You'd like to be 2-1 going to L.A. for a Sunday night game against Sean McVay and the number 38 best player in the NFL, Jared Goff. All right, let's keep going through this list. So we all say Smith over Keenum. Deshaun Watson. Now, that's a tough one. He looked fantastic.
I would probably take Watson, but but going by the same rules as Garoppolo, I got to say incomplete.
You know what? I'll give you incomplete there.
I'll give you incomplete.
Because that was
too.
An injury. I don't think Garoppolo's incomplete. I would take Jimmy G. Goff. I think we're all in on Smith over Goff.
Yes.
Yes.
That, you know what Jared Goff is? Is Sean McVay. I wonder what's going to happen with Kirk. Although he's got Flippo up there, which is really going to help. But
Zimmer's been real tough on quarterbacks up there.
Right.
So that was a weird situation last year with Keenum and the whole thing was just odd.
McVay made Goff so much better. And we all know how they get to the line early in McVay offenses, and he can tell you where the reads are going to look like. You know, Goff was good last year, though. I don't mean to knock him, but we're all taking Smith there, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Matt Stafford.
Stafford.
I think I take Stafford.
I'm a big Stafford guy.
Whoa.
Because I'm not a big Stafford guy.
All right, you taking Smith over Stafford? I didn't know Taylor was a big Stafford guy.
I did. I like
Stafford.
Always liked the way he played.
All right.
I like his fire, but I think as a quarterback, he's kind of boiled chicken.
He's better than boiled chicken. So just make a pick.
I told you, Smith.
All right. I would take Stafford. Matt Ryan. We're getting to a category now where I think we're all going to take the guy. Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan over Smith. Ryan. Roethlisberger. For all the warts, I'm taking Big Ben. And then Russ Wilson. Who you said Smith?
I like Alex Smith. I don't. It's not that I don't like Russ Wilson. I think he's a very good quarterback. But I think in an offense that's not tailored directly to specifically for him, I think that he, I don't know that he would be as successful.
That's crazy. I agree. I mean, but when you have a talent like Russ, you let him do his thing.
Agreed.
All right. So clearly we all think it's a little ridiculous. He's not making the list. And after that, is what it is.
I'll tell you what, throwing Case Keenum that high on the list kind of makes me go, eh.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what players are they asking? Was this only guys in the concussion protocol?
Is that is that revealed anywhere? Like, how many guys they ask or any of that?
No, oh no. It could be
seven dudes.
It's like, the guys come on the show and they hand them a list and say, here, write down. I think they hand them a sheet, a ballot, quote unquote, and say, here, write down the 10 best players in the NFL.
Seems very scientific.
It's not supposed to be.
I mean, think about the number of guys that go through NFL Network studios, though.
Right.
I mean, you're talking.
It's the top players, quote unquote. You're not going to get, Chase Rouye is not going to get a vote in this thing because he's not going to the NFL Network studios.
You think Chase Rouye should get a vote, Taylor?
No, but I'm just saying. It's
what about Spencer Long? Does he deserve a vote?
Spencer Long.
All right. Real quick, everybody ready to wish Darius Geis a happy 21st birthday?
Oh boy.
It's on Thursday.
I think his 21st birthday. What'd you do for your 21st birthday, Mitch? Bentley's?
No, we actually went down to Adams Morgan.
Oh boy.
So that was a fun night.
21 shots and then some. Taylor was 21.
Some
Taylor, when you were younger, was 21 a big deal?
Yeah.
Or were you 18 drinking age or 21?
Okay. It was.
I don't mean that as a jerk. I'm asking.
It was 21. No, it was 21. Beer and wine in Virginia was 18.
That's so weird.
Yes. And like when I was 21 or 22, they knocked it back, knocked everything back to 18 for a few years in Virginia and DC. I'm not sure about Maryland. I don't go there to drink.
such a jerk. My 21st birthday was a doozy, but my birthday being...
I don't remember mine. I have no idea what I did on my 21st birthday.
Like, you don't remember it? You were hammered, or you just don't remember it as like
I just don't remember.
Big day?
I don't remember what I did, where I went, if I got hammered, how hammered I got, if I did.
I remember we were being classy for the 21st, so we started at Tom Tom's. That's the
Was classy.
But that's the last bar I remember.
None of those places are still open. There's no chance Tom Tom's is still open.
No chance. But
Million Owls. I'll bet you Million Owls was famous for like 16-year-olds taking Jello shots.
I was
like,
going to say the dollar Jello shot wheel. Dude.
All right. So what else do we have on here? Brandon Scherf. Taylor, we've been texting about this. Do you just want to explain kind of that we're willing to revisit where we had Brandon Scherf? We're tight on time now.
Right. Well, we talked about him a few weeks ago, and actually it got picked up by the MMQB guys. They played a clip of it, of us talking about, was Brandon Scherf, since he wound up being a guard, does a guard warrant the fifth overall pick in the draft? And I think you and I pretty much agreed no, especially looking at there's Leonard Williams was on the board. Nick Beasley, edge rusher, was on the board. A couple guys who have played pretty well who haven't worked out. So, I think that although we're both, hey, Scherf's an excellent player. He made a couple of Pro Bowls. That you can do better things with the fifth overall pick than pick a guard, I think was our consensus then.
You know who else thinks that? Jay Gruden.
He's hinted towards that.
He spat out the word guard when he discussed guard.
Right.
Since then we've had, before that, the Andrew Norwell became, I want to say, the third highest paid offensive lineman, including tackles, including all the left tackles out there, and a guard from the Panthers, who, by the way, was undrafted. Became all pro in his contract year, got paid big time for it. And then Zach Martin of the Cowboys became the second highest paid offensive lineman, period, in the league, making $14 million a year. The only offensive lineman making more is, the Patriots left tackle, Nate Solder. Patriots left
Giants.
Tackle went to the Giants,
yep.
About 14.5, I think, something around in there. So the NFL is saying that guards are valuable.
Clearly. And, if you get into the more like intense analytical side of the NFL, and we're going to try to set some guests up to talk about this. As interior pass rushers become more and more of a priority in the NFL, and the NFL becomes more and more of a passing league, that's why guards are becoming more valuable. It's not because people want to run the ball better. People are running People are running the ball less than they ever did. Exactly. And I think you look at Fletcher Cox, and you look at Aaron Donald, and you look at guys all over the NFL. Look at what the Redskins have done in the first round the past 2 years in Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. Who are those guys going to go up against? Guards. All right.
Yeah.
Last topic. I tell you what, folks don't worry about me being sick, because I'm already getting, not pestered, but I'm getting
sympathy.
No, I'm not getting that. People are already asking about the next podcast party, and we all know it's going to Richmond.
Oh,
no,
boy.
There's no announcement coming. There's no nothing coming. We got a lot of time on this. Like, you're not getting an announcement until mid to late July, okay? So it's going to be a month. But Matchbox was so good to us. We all enjoyed it. The pizza was good. The sliders were good. The beer was good. Your boy did a little research. There's a Matchbox in Short Pump. So here's my question to Rich Tandler, who lived down there, and Mitch, who goes all the time. Where the hell is Short Pump?
You know where the Westin is.
We're talking about Richmond, for everybody.
Rich, can I make this real easy?
Yeah.
You remember where the Fogo de Chao is that we went to, and the wood fire grill steak place at Abernathy dragged us out?
I don't think I've been. I remember Dougie Fresh loved like
there's the huge
Cheesecake
mall.
Factory. Is it like a Friendship Heights ish area? Like where is it in distance?
More like a Bethesda.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes out Broad Street. When you come out of our hotel, you turn left going away from the facility.
Okay, yeah,
about
20,
30 minutes that way.
That far? 20, 30 minutes?
20 minutes that way.
More 15. Like 20, depending on how you hit the lights. And if you take 66.
64.
It's more complicated to get there. 64, excuse me.
I wasn't going to go through the traffic metrics of Richmond to figure this out, but 20 minutes-ish.
So that's an entirely reasonable Richmond podcast party location.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I would agree.
All right. Well, glad we talked about this, guys. And I don't know.
We go eat a few meals every training camp. We go eat 2 to 3 meals out there per se, a camp or so.
There's some Maggiano's out there. We've been there.
Is that what Dougie Fresh likes?
Rio de Brazil.
Rio de Brazil?
Texas de Brazil.
Yeah.
Texas de Brazil.
Taylor, who do you think the Wizards are going to take with their first round draft pick?
I have no idea.
Are you rooting for anybody?
No.
No.
I don't know. I hope the Wizards do well, but I'm not into the intricacies of the NBA draft.
The NBA is the only sport where the offseason is more exciting than the regular season in this past year than the playoffs, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be very.
I don't know why, Mitch. Are you agreeing with me? Are you snoring?
I'm snoring.
What I have
it's
to
boring
say?
As hell.
What I'm saying, or
the
or,
NBA?
Yeah. Whatever. We're not gonna take too many shots. But the NBA sycophant world of like, oh, we're the ascending league and the NFL's junk. Get out of here. Get out of here. We'll just
get out.
Yes, Taylor. All right. Okay, this has been fun. Mitch, any final words? You want to tell the people what to do?
Yeah. Well,
where are we at on reviews, dude? I haven't looked in a while. Are we worried about Pete, by the way? Do we know where Pete is?
I heard from Pete last night because he was setting up golf. So I know that he's okay.
All right.
At least as of like 9:30, 10 o'clock is bedtime. He was safe at home on the computer making
safe,
tea
smart, sensible.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't get to see that Pete very often, but certainly he was around.
All right, tell the folks what to do.
Go for it, Taylor.
Leave reviews.
Yeah, dude. And we need more reviews.
You have to do that. Unfortunately, it's only in the Apple world can reviews be left, but on Apple Podcasts. But hey, we don't make the rules. We just tell you what to do. So make it happen. You can subscribe other places than there though. So. Do subscribe at the very least and let us know how we're doing on Twitter. If you can't, leave a review.
Indeed.
I'll tell you what, we're trying to get JP into the kilt. You mentioned your love for bolo ties. Can we get one of those on a sideline this year?
We're not allowed to wear ties on TV, dude. Sorry.
Does a bolo count as a tie? How about that?
I don't know. All right. I tell you what, you get the reviews to like, what's a reasonable goal? 350, Taylor? How's that sound?
It depends on where we are now.
I don't know. 275, maybe. I haven't looked.
Another 50 or 75 away from where we are now.
All right. We'll say 350. 350, and I'll wear a bolo tie to the next podcast party. How about that?
You know what? The whole podcast team will wear bolo ties.
How about that? A lot of bolos. All right. We'll sort this out with legal. We don't want to make any promises we can't cash. Thank you guys very much for listening. Taylor, Mitch, thank you as always. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.